This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Now, we begin the day with very positive cues. The SGX Nifty is indicating a start in the green by about 95 to 100 points. Very strong global cues as well. The Dow is up 322 points overnight. All eyes will be on the Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech at Jackson Hole later today. Investors are expecting the Fed to reiterate its stance to slow inflation by raising rates. In our own markets, the Nifty has held on to the 20-day moving average. FIs continue to buy in this market. They bought about 370 crores in the cash markets overnight, while domestic investors sold 334 odd crores. It's the start of a new series today. Yesterday, the Nifty ended 200 points off the day's highs. But in general, this has been a buy on dips market. So let's see how that plays out. If you're looking out for individual stocks, then Dr. Reddy's is in focus as the company has received an establishment inspection report from the US FDA for its Andhra Pradesh facility. So that's a positive. Gland Pharma is in focus as the company has received a Form 483 with one observation for a medical device. Nykaa is in an exclusive tie-up with the hair care brand Anomaly in India. So that's a positive. ACC and Ambuja in focus as Gautam Adani will be launching the open offer for ACC and Ambuja today. Nelco has signed an agreement with Intelsat Commercial Aviation to offer in-flight connectivity in India's airspace, while HOEC has a board meeting scheduled on the 30th of August to consider fundraising. Apart from that, two brokerages that I'm watching today, there's the Jefferies that has initiated a buy on Delhivery with a target price of 775, stating that Delhivery is a play on India's fast-growing e-commerce space and formalization of logistics, while UBS has downgraded Eicher Motors to a neutral, saying that post the rally in the stock, there are, of course, heightened expectations, but they've raised their target price to 3650. Thanks a lot for listening into the Market Podcast. Have a great day.